Hi, friends. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Good Morning Family, a podcast of my weekly sermons. Who knows? Maybe I'll throw in a special sermon for you every now and then. I hope this podcast is good news for you. If you find these words helpful, please rate and review my podcast on iTunes or on whatever host you found it. Thanks for your help and for being part of the family. And now, here's this week's sermon. Listen and enjoy. Good morning, family. Thanks for joining me today. We're learning how to follow Jesus. And following Jesus means living and loving like Jesus. Last week we heard how the disciples gave 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to Jesus, and Jesus used that meager offering to feed thousands of people. Jesus used their scarcity to show his abundance in a fantastic miracle. But that's not the end of the story. So let's continue to read from Matthew chapter 14. Hear the word of the Lord. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost!" They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me!" Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do you know what it's like to fall? I remember when my kids were little and learning to walk. We would walk behind and hold them up, and they did fine as long as they thought someone or something was holding them up. When they realized that they were on their own, that no one was holding them up, they took a few wobbly steps before they tensed up and toppled over. Don't we do the same thing? When doubt comes, when we lose our focus and our sense of balance, we lose our confidence and we fall. You know how it is. You're going along in life and everything is going your way until something happens. And all of a sudden, everything is against you. You get a good job, and they tell you you're doing great. But then the company gets bought out, you get laid off, and you wonder if you'll ever work again. You're in a good relationship, but you're afraid to trust because you had a bad relationship years ago, and a wedge of suspicion is driven between the two of you. You're going along living life, and then a pandemic strikes and everything changes. Doubt and fear make you take your eye off the goal. That's what happened to Peter. One moment he was walking on the water, but then fear and doubt crept in and he began to sink. Peter's a lot like us. On one hand, he was bold and willing to take risks. On the other, he was fearful and full of doubt. He shows us what it means to be a follower of Jesus who wrestles with faith and doubt. We want to believe, but doubt comes so easily to us. Speaking of doubt, some of us have a hard time believing anyone can walk on water. Our faith sinks as we doubt the truth of a story that contradicts the law of nature. But this is a story about faith. Our story begins as Jesus sent the disciples across the lake in a boat while he went up to the mountain to pray. That means Jesus was in the place where the power and presence of God was, and the disciples were on the water, a place of danger and uncertainty. And then along came a great storm. The disciples rowed and worked with all their strength against the wind and waves, and they got nowhere. Have you ever felt like that? No matter how hard you try, you can't get ahead. You work and work and the bills still don't get paid. You've been in program after program and still the addiction persists. You've been to therapist after therapist and the pain won't let go. Sometimes it seems like the wind is against us and our efforts are fruitless. By the time Jesus came walking to them in the darkness, the disciples were exhausted, soaking wet, and in a panic. When they saw Jesus walking on the water, they cried, "It's a ghost!" They were so terrified they screamed. But Jesus comforted them. "Don't be afraid. It's me." You see, Jesus was moving toward them long before they noticed him. Jesus was concerned about their well-being long before they could see him. Now, when life gets rough, when wind and waves beat against us, it's hard for us to see Jesus coming to us, and we might not recognize the ways in which he is present and working in our lives. Let me tell you this. Jesus is working for your good long before you see him or hear him say, "Don't be afraid, it's me." But like Peter, we want proof, don't we? How do we know it's you, Jesus? How do we know Jesus wants what's best for us? How do we know if Jesus is the one who can help us? Peter said, "Lord, if it really is you, order me to come to you on the water." Isn't that a crazy request? Why not say, "Lord, if it's you, make the storm stop"? Why didn't Peter ask for help getting to shore? Peter wanted more. "Lord, if it's really you, let me come to where you are. Let me join you on the water. Show me that I can do what you tell me to do. Take away my doubt. Make me have faith." So Jesus said, "Come," and Peter swung his legs up and over the side of the boat and took his first wobbly steps toward Jesus. And he did fine, until a gust of wind nearly toppled him and he noticed that nothing was holding him up. Then fear gripped him and he began to sink like a stone. We know that sinking feeling, when doubt fills our minds and fear grips our hearts, or when we stop hoping for the impossible and start worrying about what could go wrong. When our faith falters, we take our eyes off Jesus and we focus on the obstacles. And when we do, the problems grow larger and more powerful, and like Peter, we sink under their waves. For a moment, Peter forgot that he was not dependent on his own ability. It wasn't about what Peter could accomplish on his own, but what God could accomplish through Jesus in him. Peter lost sight of the one who called him to venture out and away from the safety of the boat. While Peter accepted the risk of faith by following Jesus and stepping out of the boat, his doubt returned when he looked at the storm. And he shifted his attention away from Jesus and to his own limitations. That's when he started to sink like a stone. And as he sank, Peter cried, "Jesus, save me!" And Jesus did just that. He reached down, caught Peter, and lifted him to safety. At least Peter had the good sense to call for help when he needed it, right? Some of us would rather drown than admit we need help. Matthew tells us that Jesus immediately caught Peter. Peter didn't have to beg for help. The help was there immediately. When Jesus pulled him up, he said, "You man of weak faith, why did you have doubts?" Why do we have doubts? Because we're afraid? Because the sea is vast and we are small? Because the storm is powerful and we are easily sunk? Because life is beyond our control and we are helpless in its grip? Why do we doubt? Because we are afraid even when we have faith. Because we do have faith. We do not have none. Each of us has some faith. And like Peter, a little faith is better than nothing. Jesus did not scold Peter for not having faith, but for not using the little faith that he had. Think of your faith as a muscle. It has to be exercised. Faith must be practiced. Jesus taught the disciples that if they had a little faith, like the grain of a mustard seed, they could move mountains. And when you exercise a little faith, it becomes great faith. But Peter, when faced with the storm, saw his doubt as more real than his faith. And yet in the moment of crisis, he reached out with his little faith, and it was enough. That's the good news in this story. Jesus can and will reach out and save those of us who have little or weak faith as we sink in our doubt and fear. Like Peter, our faith and doubt is all mixed up inside us, giving us courage and at the same time feeding our fears, lifting us up while weighing us down, supporting us on the wild sea, while also sinking us like stones. Faith and doubt coexist in us. We obey and we fear. We walk and we sink. We believe and we doubt. It's not like we do one or the other. We do both, don't we? Which is why we need Jesus. Our fear and doubt paralyze us, but they also make us cry out to Jesus for rescue. Let's face it, if we could walk on the water by ourselves, we wouldn't need Jesus, would we? So our doubts remind us of who we are and who we need to save us. And when we sink, as Peter did, and as we all do, Jesus reaches out and catches us. He lifts us into the boat. He responds with a question, "Why did you doubt?" But Jesus never, ever rejects us. Please make sure you get this. Jesus never responds to us with rejection. He always responds with grace. He returns us to the boat because we believe or because we want to believe. And maybe our desire to believe is enough for Jesus. It gets us into the boat with other believers who struggle to believe more and doubt less. In the boat, we find people who are listening for Jesus' voice in the darkness. So maybe it's enough to offer up our little bit of faith, praying, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When Peter fell waterlogged and exhausted onto the deck of the boat, Jesus climbed into the boat behind him. Did you notice that? When Peter could not come to Jesus, Jesus came to Peter. When we can't walk to Jesus, Jesus walks to us, and he climbs into the circumstances of our lives with us, giving us the help that we need. The moment that Jesus stepped into the boat, the sea became calm and the storm disappeared, and everyone knew that they were in the presence of God in human flesh. When the storms that blow against us suddenly cease, when the doubts and fears that have gripped us lose their power, when the deliverance we have hoped for comes into sight, then we know that we are in the presence of Jesus. And like the disciples in the boat, we worship Jesus. And we confess with our hearts and with our lips, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Let's pray. God of grace, in whom we put our trust, rescue us when sin and storms threaten us. Say to us, "Do not fear." God of love, in whom we put our trust, be our joy and comfort at all times. God of peace, in whom we put our trust, be our tranquility in trying times. Be the steadying hand in raging seas. Be the voice that says, "Be calm." God of power, in whom we put our trust, be our confidence when faith is challenged. Be the sword and armor that protects us. Be the voice that calls us to come and follow you. We pray, Father, for all those suffering from COVID-19. We pray for healthcare workers on the front lines. We pray, Father, for all who suffer injustice and fight for equity. We pray for those affected by the storms this week. We pray, Father, for those who face uncertainty and who wonder and worry about what the future holds. Come to us, we pray, in all the storms of life. And now, using the words debts and debtors, let us pray with boldness the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thanks again for joining me. Don't let these difficult days rob you of your joy. With Jesus, we always, always, always have hope. Remember, God loves you no matter what. You have heard the gospel. It is for you. God is with you and he is for you. So receive these words of benediction today. May the Lord bless and protect you. May God's face radiate with joy because of you. May he be gracious to you and shower you with his peace. Amen. Amen.